community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max, Eliza and Anissa with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. For your local news, 6 months on from Cyclone Alfred, safety concerns have prompted the Queensland Government and Gold Coast Council to try and find an alternate site capable of hosting massive schoolies parties. Many of the city's famous beaches remain stripped of sand, with rock walls exposed, making them unsuitable to host an estimated 15,000 teenage school leavers. We have been working closely with the City of Gold Coast on the best location for the schoolies hub, a Queensland Government spokesperson said. Beach erosion has already upended several major events on the Gold Coast this year, such as the cancellation of the Pacific Air Show and the relocation of the Out to Lunch Music Festival.
Two women who had miscarriages were denied services at the Mother's Hospital in Brisbane from the misogynistic excuse that the procedures were not aligned with the hospital's religious belief. The Catholic-run hospital receives taxpayer funding, yet wouldn't provide medical assistance to the women, who were struggling with the medical effects of nausea and cramping from miscarriage. Despite the procedure and medical diagnosis of miscarriage as different from abortion, the hospital still refused surgeries and the women turned to abortion clinics for help. One of the women has privately said, "I was still incredibly unwell with the first trimester nausea, fatigue, dizziness and the watch and wait treatment. I didn't feel like I'd be able to manage. We're having our public health be dictated by a company's religious beliefs instead of doing what is the best practice for women's reproductive health."
In national news, potato seeds found in cold storage in Victoria have tested positive for the exotic mop-top virus, much to the frustration of Victorian farmers. The seeds were imported from Tasmania, where authorities and growers have been dealing with an outbreak of the disease. Potato pathologist Dr. Nigel Crump said the infected seeds were the first detection of the virus in Victoria, and that the seed had been moved across prior to official restrictions coming in place. These restrictions include a ban on all seed potatoes coming from Tasmania into Victoria, which comes after authorities declared the virus impossible to eradicate. The mop-top virus can cause a reduction in potato yield and quality, and also cause discoloration, but is not harmful to humans.
The Australian Human Rights Commission is examining a complaint against the Hindu Council of Australia over alleged repeated instances of Islamophobia. The complaint, directed at the council, its president Sai Paravastu, and its media head Nlima Paravastu, accuses them of making Islamophobic remarks on X, Instagram, and in public forums between May 2024 and July 2025. Filed by the Alliance Against Islamophobia, the complaint includes posts said to target Indian, Bangladeshi, and Rohingya Muslims, portraying them as inherently violent, criminal, or a threat to vulnerable groups. In international news, a growing number of Israel's allies have begun formally recognizing Palestine as a state, in an effort both to isolate Hamas and push back against Israeli actions seen as undermining the prospect of a Palestinian homeland. The UK, Canada, and Australia each issued coordinated but separate statements announcing recognition, making them the first G7 nations to do so. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the decision reflects Canberra's acknowledgement of the Palestinian people's rightful and long-standing aspiration to have a state of their own. France added its recognition on Monday, bringing the total to around three-quarters of United Nations member states that now acknowledge Palestine as an independent nation.
For weather in Brisbane today, it is currently a sunny 17 degrees, looking at a maximum of 24. The UV index is expected to reach 7.9, which is considered very high. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.